I think that's a dual band, because, you know, you can program it either way. Depends how you, you know, you got to program it from the computer. I went on my two-way radio and programmed it from them, and they had to help me out on that program. Roger?
Oh, I got you. Does that come with that Mars mod, or is that something else?
Comes with a GPS too, if you the 9600 plus.
Gotcha. No, it sounds good. And that's a pretty good deal. Definitely.
Do me a favor, if you buy the 96, don't buy that 98, because they don't work that great. And I heard they're only for ham, but this one here is for GMRS and ham. And it's digital, too. I don't know, I didn't get that.
I see the sale for that radio is going on at 5-2-A radios right now.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know how much they are right now, but here's what you do. And this is honest to God truth. If you buy it from them, they will walk you through it, how to program it, to do everything. And I didn't know that till because I buy mine from Amazon. I didn't buy it from them. But when I called them, they did help me out on that one. They tell me what to do exactly, and I did it.
Gotcha. WSEX870. Yeah, I'm still looking for maybe getting a different radio, but this one's working pretty good. But I had seen that radio come up before and was curious about it, but it definitely sounds good. Over.
Hey, Roger, you know, look, you know, if I'm spending the money, I spend it one time, get a good quality radio and good antenna. That way everybody understands what I'm saying, and I talk to everybody. I even, almost we talk every day to Ohio. I have a friend of mine, he's 30 miles away from Cleveland. I talk to New York, Buffalo, New York from here. And I talked to Illinois, Chicago, Illinois from here. Roger?
And you're just using the repeater in Detroit to do that to Chicago?
I was using 675, and that's what it is. A 675, it's Mount Clemens repeater. But now it's got a little bit of problem, Mount Clemens repeater. It got connection, the connectors in it, they got water. So I don't know if it cannot be fixed till it get warm out there. But I'm on 625, which is this repeater. It's the highest repeater there is out there.
Well, I'm using 675 right now. And it seems to be working fine.
Well, yeah, probably dried out because, you know, it could be, you know. And sometimes three days ago, I was talking 675, and it had the problem. So maybe they fix it. But let me, if you just, put that DB20G for you, and you'll decide, because that the DB20G, it's a good radio though, and it does both of them too.
Yeah, that's what I'm currently using right now is that DB20G, and I've got one at the house too, and it's a really clear radio on receive and transmit. I don't really get any fuzz I don't get any picket fence when I'm going down the road. It seems to be a pretty decent radio.
That's right. I got two of them, one in the truck and one at home. It's right here by me here, but it's off, and that's why I bought this, because it's digital, and I'm going to probably get my ham license very soon. That's the reason why.
I gotcha. And I'm assuming you passed your test then. Is that correct?
Oh, I fell with three. I fell with three. I went three times. The first time I fell with one. Second time I fell with four. Then now I fell with three. I'll try it. Don't worry about it. I'm probably the best thing to do, go online and take it online is better.
Yeah, I saw that they got tests online now. I've been working towards mine. I mean, I've been using the websites online and trying to, you know, study up on it. I'm not doing too bad. I'm in the 80s when I'm finished doing the practice test. But I want to be able to do all of them pretty well. I want to be in the 90s every time before I actually go down to take the test or do it online.
Much as you can, and it's a really, I think, a lot of people says it works. Take their test over and over and over, and you'll get it. Believe me, you'll get about 100 if you take the test. I use a ham study. Roger.
Yeah, I think that's the website I'm using. I'd have to look to be sure, but I think I'm using that online, and it's a pretty good test. It gives you the right and wrong answers, and as long as you study the right answers for every question, it seems to be a pretty easy way of learning it. But, well, when I say easy, it's still a hard test. There's a lot to memorize.
Yeah, you're right. You got about 411 questions, and you got to remember all these. Plus, you know, one thing I know, you know, they give me four answers, and you got to pick up one of them. And that's a little bit hard, which is everybody knows that.
Yeah, I'm just taking my time, and I'll wait until I can get decent scores every time, and then I'll go down and do it. I'm not in a rush. I'm having fun on GMRS, so WSEX 870.
Roger that. Yeah, don't be in a hurry. Just like I said, take their test. They have example test. You take that, and you'll be all set. And this is WIUG, wait A for an ID.
Yeah, the biggest thing right now is I'm just working on getting a pretty decent antenna for the house. I made a collinear J-pole, and it's funny, I couldn't get the Flint repeater from the house before, but I can now. But now I can't get the Mount Clemens repeater from the house, which I could before. So I even tried to turn it to see if it would dial in, but not. So I don't know.
Yeah. See, you're on Mount Clemens repeater, and it's acting up a little bit. Anyhow, the best, if you want a base station, I have that Harvest PC200. It's out of Amazon. It's vertical and horizontal, and it's only $95, and that's one stick of fiberglass. That's all it is, and that's why I'm talking about it right now.
Is that tunable, or is just set, or already pre-tuned?
I believe when I put that up, and I didn't even put a SWR meter on it, But was that 2 days ago? I put the SWR 1.1. It was. But if you get that antenna, and like I say, it's a very, very good antenna. And I'm not kidding you. You're gonna get out with that DB20G. It works perfect. And not only that, you know, how does that antenna, if you're getting the coax, get a good coax. Don't buy no junk coax. You know, I have the LMR coax. I'm on the 240 coax. But they have the 400. The 400 is better from the 240. Roger?
Yeah, I've already got cable, but it's not the LMR. It's I think it's the 240, not the 400. But yeah, it doesn't really change my match. If I test my antenna right at it, and then I go to my radio, and I've got probably 50 foot of cable, and it doesn't really change it. I might get a 0.1 change, or I should, sorry. Yeah, 0.1 change on my SWR. So it's not incredible. It is something, though.
It is. And one thing, you know, find you a very clear spot. What I mean is far away from the trees. And you know what? I used to install satellite. And what I used to do with a coax cable, I run the coax cable from the dish straight up to the box inside the house. I never get an extra one. They say because when you got an extra coax, they say it takes a little bit of juice out of the coax. I don't know how that is, but that's how the 240 is, that the LMR. And LMR, it's the best brand name out there.
Yeah, how high do you have your antenna, just out of curiosity? I think I've got mine up maybe 25 feet.
To be honest with you, only 10 feet from the ground. 10 feet high from the ground. I didn't have to go higher than that at all. Because, you know what, it doesn't make no sense to go higher. If you can get it with 10 feet, that is your best shot. But that harvest really will do the job for you. I even have a gentleman out there by the airport, and that's what he's using, a harvest.
Gotcha. What do you think your longest contact is from your house?
The longest my contact, which is almost was every day, Ohio. And once in a while, I have a guy in New York. Buffalo, New York. I talked to him in the morning. Once he came in about 3 months ago, and I was talking to him in the morning. Roger?
But you're talking to him simplex or through the repeater?
He was through the repeater. Yeah, he was on the repeater, not on simplex, no.
Oh, I gotcha. I mean, from my house, I'm about 30 miles from, well, I'm 35 miles from the Flint repeater, 30 miles from the Minneville repeater, and about 35 miles to the Mount Clemens. And I used to be able to hit all of them from my house with just my J-pole, but I changed the J-pole and now I can't hit the Mount Clemens, but I think that's pretty decent. For a handmade cable, but maybe that BC200 will get me out further yet.
Yeah, because you know what? That antenna out there, really, it's 200-watt antenna. That's why. And you're going to need that when you're over that way, by Flint or something like that.
They said I was staying on the Flint repeater at 35 miles. Mayville used to be pretty good. good. But again, it's changed since I put the antenna up, so not so good. And then I know the, not the MIA repeater, but the Mishigami repeater, I think it is, the 600 in Mayville. I used to be able to hit it, and now I'm not getting it at all, so I don't know what's up with that.
What I understand about was that Mishigami repeaters, they switched their they didn't switch their frequency. I think their frequency is 625, if I'm not by mistaken. I have not been on them because there were people on them before, and some of them they cut it off, I guess, for a shorter antenna. That's what they're using. But you know what? I used to talk to the Mishigami from Ohio side, but not now, because it's still winter time right now.